is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Iran has rejected a call from three European countries urging it to refrain from any retaliatory attacks that would further escalate tensions in the Middle East. Seth Jones of the Center for Strategic International Studies.
We could see a range of cruise missiles or ballistic missiles or drones launched from, say, Lebanon or Iran against Israel. I think it's certainly not without possibility that we could see those organizations conduct a strike at an Israeli embassy somewhere else in the world to target Israeli officials.
Tropical storm Ernesto is powering its way through the Caribbean. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson is tracking it.
Over the next 24 hours, the storm is going to make a very close pass or make a landfall in either Puerto Rico, the U.S., or the British Virgin Islands.
After that, it's expected to become a hurricane and threaten Bermuda. At least one death in Greece is blamed on wildfires that are being fueled by strong winds. The BBC's Jessica Parker.
They're saying they're no longer fighting one main long front of this blaze, but rather lots of hot spots that they're having to monitor around this area of northern Athens and then northeast out of Athens where this blaze began on Sunday.
A former Kansas police chief who led a raid last year on a weekly newspaper has been charged with felony obstruction of justice. Marion County Record publisher Eric Meyer had been investigating Chief Gideon Cody's conduct in office.
It is clear from their investigation that they knew mere days after the raid that we had broken no law whatsoever, and they until today didn't bother to announce that.
From Detroit, Jeff Gilbert of affiliate WWJ tells us two automakers are getting out an urgent message to owners of some older cars, SUVs, and trucks.
Ford and Mazda telling owners of nearly 500,000 vehicles not to drive them until their airbags have been replaced. These are 04 to 2012 vehicles with faulty Takata airbags that have been recalled but not repaired. Owners can get information from dealers and even get a loaner vehicle while their car or truck is being repaired.
A video music show is making way for presidential politics, as we hear from CBS's Allison Keyes.
The VMAs were originally set to air on September 10th, but now that former President Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris are participating in their first debate on that day, the awards have been moved to September 11th. Those up for awards in the show include Ariana Grande and Bad Bunny.
Wall Street, the Dow is up 225 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The Racine County Board and the community last night discussed a proposed 0.5% sales tax that could generate $20 million annually. Public discussions on the matter will continue in upcoming meetings. Voting is taking place today in Racine, Kenosha, and across the state for the partisan primary election. Polling places are open until 8. Voters are reminded to bring their IDs, and you can check your registration status and your ballot at myvote.wi.gov. About 22,000 absentee ballots were requested in Racine and Kenosha counties for today's primary. Of the 22,000, about 17,000 were returned as of yesterday. In-person absentee voting saw over 3,000 participants in Racine and around 2,000 in Kenosha County. The former head of mental health services for Racine County has reached a plea deal related to drug smuggling into the county jail. Brittany Perez had entered a not guilty plea. And the state fair set a new attendance record. Over 1.1 million people went to the fair this year, with the numbers attributed to favorable weather conditions. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Crew lose to L.A. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers lost game one of their four-game series to the Dodgers last night. The final 5-2, game two tonight. Manager Pat Murphy said he thought his young Brewers team was a little intimidated facing the Dodgers, and future Hall of Famer now in his 17th season, Clayton Kershaw, on the mound.
If you want to be, you want to swim with the Sharks, you got to be willing to step up in these situations and put together, forget about who's on the mound. I mean, and forget about, you know, it's baseball. I just felt like we didn't have the right approach there mentally for the situation. But it is, they're young guys in front of their hometown crowd, and it's Kershaw.
NFL, one of the players who stood out in the Packers' win over the Browns was wide receiver Grant DuBose, who had 5 catches for 66 yards, leading the team in receptions.
Grant had a really good game the other day. Obviously, he made some pretty clutch catches, but his effort blocking was excellent as well.
That's Packers offensive coordinator Adam Stenovich. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Mostly sunny and still warm today, with high temperatures tapping 80 degrees and a few spotty showers or storms sparking up this afternoon. None are expected to be severe. Otherwise, patchy fog is possible overnight, and we put today on repeat for tomorrow, too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 80 degrees at our studios.
WRJN. I love the colorful clothes you wear. And the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me
smile, softly smile, I know she must be kind.
Young man, considered odd by his college classmates, but he had the soul of a romantic poet. Alice Lee was the daughter of a wealthy Boston banker. When Ted met Alice, the very moment he met her, he instantly fell in love, and he never fell out. We'd not know terribly much about their relationship except for the love letters which survived them. Ted was a real marshmallow, particularly when it came to Alice. He called her his pretty pink baby. From the first, he was obsessed. When no other transportation was available, he'd walk to visit her home 6 miles away. Quite often, he could not sleep for thinking about her, so he would roam the nearby forest all night. Alice was unimpressed in the beginning. Her earliest notes to Ted were accordingly cool. Such correspondence sent the young man tumbling into depression until at last Alice returned his love. And after a joyous 15-month courtship, the two became one. 39 love letters remain as an eloquent testimony to their mutual devotion. 23 written by Ted and 16 by Alice. For examples, one time when they were apart, sentimental Ted wrote, quote, "Sweetest little wife, I think all the time of my little laughing, teasing beauty and how pretty she is and how she goes to sleep in my arms and I could almost cry. I love you so." On another occasion, quote, "My little sweet pure queen, I have had no one to jog my arm and make me blot the paper while I was writing. It always made me feel rather bad-tempered, but I loved it all the same." End quote. Once in a while, romantic Ted would get discouraged, and in writing, Alice would counter, "You must never think it would have been better for me if we had never met. I should die without you, and there's not another man I ever have loved in this world." Ted was away on business when Alice wrote, quote, "I'm feeling well tonight, but I'm very much worried about your little mother. Her fever's still very high, and the doctor's rather afraid of typhoid." But the following day, Ted received the happy telegram relating to the birth of his daughter, and shortly thereafter, another telegram. That one said that his mother had passed away, and also of kidney failure following childbirth, his Alice had passed away. Wife and mother, dead within hours of each other on St. Valentine's Day. 4 years to the day from his formal engagement to Alice. Ted's sweetheart, who by her own admission would die without him, died without him. From that cold winter and forever after, Ted could not even bear to hear Alice's name. In fact, it was thought that he, grief-stricken, had destroyed their love letters until this recent discovery, which has reacquainted the world with their love and newly introduced a man you never knew. History most often views Ted figuratively as carrying a big stick. You may just now, for the first time, have heard him speak softly. Not the big game hunter, not the fighter, but the lover. Not the rough riding, but the romantic Teddy Roosevelt. Well, now you know the rest of the story.
From Radio Park to Johnson Park, local news and timeless hits.
Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Local news, timeless, this WRJN. Eleanor Rigby. Lonely people, where do they all come from? Well, I'll tell you what, I've been at some of those funerals when I worked at a funeral home, and God bless the priest and the preacher that shows up, even if nobody else, just to dedicate that person. And whoa, let's get really sad here now. You know what? And then another sad story. Actually, just as sad in a sense that I hate cold and I hate a lot of wind in the middle of winter. The Farmer's Almanac says we had a nice one and we're going to pay for it this year. They're saying the worst of the cold and the gusty winds and tons of snow and storms will be from January 20th to 23rd and then the 24th to the 27th. They're talking sleet and ice as well. Oh, goody.
Hey everybody, Todd Allball here. If you're looking for me this afternoon, well, I'm still around. You can find me and all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful content you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, check out your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here. Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Huber. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber, 9 till 2, and Kurt Bowman, afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Inside my car, I got pictures, got candy. I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, baby. I'll take you anywhere you wanna go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now, I'm sure you know that I love you, love you. I need you, need you. I want you, got to have you tried. Great God in heaven, you know I love. A movie star, I can take you to a Hollywood. But if you want to stay, just like you are, you know I think you really should. I'm your vehicle, baby. I'll take you anywhere you wanna go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now I'm sure you know that I love ya, love I need ya, I want you, got to have your child. Great God in heaven, you know I love. I got pictures, candy, I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, babe. I'll take you anywhere you wanna go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now I'm sure you know that I love ya, I need ya, need ya, won't ya? I get to have ya. Great God in heaven, you know I love. God in heaven, you know I love you.
Well, Local news, timeless hits, and even the Brewers. WRJN and Dodgers in Milwaukee tonight. Game time 7:10. You can hear it live right here on WRJN. Here's Bob Dylan.
Lay, lay, lay. Lay across my big brass bed. Lay, lay, lay. Lay across my big brass bed. Whatever colors you have in your mind, I'll show them to you, and you'll see them shine. Lay, lady, lay. Lay across my big brass bed. Stay, lady, stay. Stay with your man a while. Until the break of day, let me see you make them smile. His clothes are dirty, but his hands are clean. And you're the best thing that he's ever seen. Stay, lady, stay. Stay with your man a while. Across my big brass bed. Stay, lady, stay. Stay while the night is still ahead. I long to see you in the morning light. I long to reach for you in the night. Stay, lady, stay. Stay while the night is still ahead.
I guess some folks brought her up that way. The right side of the track, she was.
But this song always puts me in a great mood. Stevie Wonder, Uptight, everything is all right. WRJN, local news and timeless hits. We got the news in just a second. All this week, we're remembering Elvis. Elvis Appreciation Week on Friday. He's been gone. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe how long. He's been gone longer than he's been alive. Let's put it that way. Otherwise, it just sounds so depressing because if you can remember where you were, you are now much older than that. So anyway, Elvis, in appreciation of his beautiful voice and the joy he brought us through his songs, we're going to be celebrating tomorrow when you hear Elvis's clip, a clip of Elvis's voice and a clip from one of his movies. Tomorrow is Viva Las Vegas with Ann Margaret. You're going to hear a clip of Elvis and Ann Margaret. And when we pay that clip, then you start calling us right here at WRJN. In fact, you'll be our fifth caller and you'll call 262-634-WRJN tomorrow when you hear that. And you'll win Elvis Presley's album, Loving You, from the movie Loving You. It's got Teddy Bear and Mean Women Blues in there as well. So that is tomorrow right here on WRJN as we join the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Today is partisan primary election day, the first election day since new boundaries for Wisconsin's Senate and Assembly districts went into effect. Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf.
Who's on their ballot, what districts they're qualified to vote in, depends on their address. And so when the redistricting happened, voters who are now in a new district, their registration was moved by their clerk into that appropriate district.
Polls are open till 8 tonight. That's when election night coverage begins on many civic media radio stations and online. The last of four hotel security guards linked to the death of Devante Mitchell in Milwaukee has made his initial court appearance. Herbert Williamson and three others restrained Mitchell on June 30th. Mitchell died of asphyxiation. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There's information out about people that have already voted. About 22,000 people in Racine and Kenosha counties combined requested absentee ballots for today's partisan primary. Of those 22,000, about 17,000 have been returned as of yesterday. In Racine, more than 3,000 people voted in-person absentee, with that number about 2,000 in Kenosha County. Polls are open until 8. You can check your ballot and find your polling place at myvote.wi.gov. Felony charges have been filed for that attack outside the Racine Library last week. Duncan Bell is accused of using a machete-like knife to cut another man's neck during an argument, leading to felony charges of first-degree recklessly endangering safety and aggravated battery. The victim needed to get stitched up at the hospital. Bell is being held on a $10,000 cash bond with a court appearance scheduled for tomorrow. A plea deal has been reached for the former head of mental health services for Racine County. Brittany Perez was accused of smuggling drugs into the county jail and at this point had entered a not guilty plea. She appeared in court this week. Razors, drugs, and cell phones were allegedly found by authorities during a search at the Racine County Jail in November. Investigators allege there was also a romantic relationship between Perez and an inmate. And the 2024 Wisconsin State Fair set a new attendance record. This year saw 1.1 million visitors, the highest since the pandemic. This year's numbers exceeded the previous record from 2019. CEO Sherry Black highlighted that this is the third straight year with over a million attendees, supported by a week of mostly pleasant weather. And that's what you need to know.
I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly sunny and still warm today, with high temperatures tapping 80 degrees and a few spotty showers or storms sparking up this afternoon. None are expected to be severe. Otherwise, patchy fog is possible overnight, and we put today on repeat for tomorrow, too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, currently 82 degrees.
Masquerading, and you always contemplating what to do in case happiness found you. Can't you see that it's all around you? So follow me.
Are you trying to prove it ain't true that your life has kicked you? It's your mind, and that's all that's tricking you. So step in line.
Local News, Timeless Hits are back on WRJN. John Fogerty of CCR was in Milwaukee doing a concert. And you know what? If you weren't able to go, a lot of YouTube videos of a week and a half ago when John was performing. And oh, man, they are awesome. You can just check it out on YouTube. Just type in John Fogerty, Milwaukee 2024.
sweet as the punch.
Chrissy's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN Association, and along comes Mary. I always like to mention a really cool video on YouTube if I see one that I think you might enjoy, and you've probably already seen it, so excuse me, but great, great closing ceremony at the Olympics. Even though I really didn't watch it much this year, I've now fallen in love with synchronized swimming and Tom Cruise's coming off the, I want to say the Empire Building. No, we're in Paris here. Coming down and motorcycling off to deliver the Olympic flag to LA because the Olympics are in 2028. That video is something else. So you got to check it out. He's on top of the, well, you know, that big pointy thing. Oh my God. I sound American, don't I? So anyway, you got to check that out. Go to YouTube, Tom Cruise, Olympics closing ceremony, and you can probably find about 15 YouTube videos of the same thing.
Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches. Ferraro's in Racine satisfies every lunch and dinner craving. August brings the ultimate fusion with the cheeseburger pizza. Juicy beef, melted cheese, and red onions in a signature sauce. Topped with pickles and a special dressing. Also, check out Ferraro's assortment of frozen pizzas. Ideal for a quick meal, special occasion, or as a delicious solution for your group's next fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
She posted about us just now.
Celebrities can't get enough of Bianna's bespoke skincare line.
She has 147 million followers. How do we monetize?
She needs a social media associate to help her with the hype.
We should repost this. Do we need a hashtag?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro.
Hey!
This is WRJN, Neil Sedaka, 85 years old. This song came out in 1974. It still feels like, if at first look, had to look at the years, I'm like, wait a moment, this song is too young to play, and it came out in 74. Never realized it was that far away. Stuart J. Waddles coming up with the local news, CBS National News, and Mike Clemens with the latest in sports right here on WRJN with Johnny Rivers.
Some rain taps at my window, west wind soft as a sweet dream. My love warm as the sunshine, sitting here by me. She's here by me. She stepped out of a rainbow, golden hair shining like moon. Here by me. All summer long, we spent.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Three European countries called on Iran.